Today's gospel lesson is part three of the theme of Mark chapter 7. At the beginning of the chapter, you may recall that Jesus and his disciples were being criticized by the scribes and the Pharisees for not keeping all the ceremonial laws, including not engaging in all the ritual washings. In response to their criticism, Jesus, quoting from the prophet Isaiah, said to them, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Then Jesus goes on to talk about the importance of what comes out of our hearts, for he realizes that because of our sinful nature, sometimes out of our hearts come evil thoughts and sinful actions. Now, in this last portion of Mark chapter 7, Jesus demonstrates that the kingdom of God that he came to usher in, the kingdom of God that he announces is at hand, that this kingdom is a kingdom for all people. It's not just for the Jews, not just for those who keep the ceremonial laws, not just for those who are meticulous about doing all of those ceremonial washings. The kingdom of God that Jesus comes to usher in is indeed for all people. And Jesus does not just say that this is the case, he demonstrates it. Jesus demonstrates two important realities. First, that he is indeed the Messiah. Jesus, by his words and by his actions in the gospel lesson, is demonstrating to those who see him and to us that he is the Messiah. He is the one chosen by God. He is the one who comes, who heals a little girl who has a demon, who heals the man who cannot hear and cannot speak. Jesus directly fulfills the prophecies of Isaiah, which we heard in our Old Testament lesson this morning. He, God, will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and the tongue of the mute shall sing for joy. Jesus is the one who fulfills these prophecies in the Old Testament as to who the Messiah would be and what that Messiah would come to do. The second reality that Jesus demonstrates in our gospel lesson is that God's kingdom is for all. So it is that Jesus casts out a demon of a little girl, who the girl and her mother are Gentiles. So it is that Jesus travels across the Jordan to the region of the Decapolis, the 10 cities, an area largely populated by Gentiles, not Jews. First, Jesus travels to these Gentile areas, something many Jews of his day would not do. And then Jesus, by his ministry, his care and compassion to those people, demonstrates that the kingdom he is ushering in is truly for all. As we see that Jesus demonstrates these two realities about the kingdom of God, that he is the Messiah and that the kingdom is for all, my guess is that we rejoice at the first and squirm a bit at the second. We rejoice to know that Jesus is the Messiah of God, that as we gather and worship this morning, we worship that one sent to be our Savior from sin, that one who brings us God's grace and mercy, his love and forgiveness. We worship the one who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Rejoice again this morning that this Jesus who comes to usher in God's kingdom comes as your Savior from sin, to forgive you, to redeem you. Good news indeed. Jesus is the Messiah of God. But as I mentioned, my guess is that at least at times we squirm a bit about that second reality that Jesus demonstrates. Jesus shows us that the kingdom of God is for all people, for all, young, old, Jew, Gentile, rich, poor, white, black, Latino, Asian, it doesn't matter. Jesus and the kingdom of God are indeed for all. We know this, and at a certain level, we accept it. But at the same time, there is often a level of discomfort. We struggle to look at all people, at each person, as one created in the image of God and therefore precious in His sight. We especially struggle at times with people who look different from us or who may live by a very different value system than we do. Perhaps our head acknowledges that reality that Jesus is Lord and Savior of all, but our heart kind of trails behind a bit. And sometimes we struggle to really accept that and put it into practice in our lives. Maybe at times we even embrace the attitude of the scribes and Pharisees of Jesus' day, who often criticized Jesus and his disciples because, they said, Jesus hangs out with the wrong crowd. Maybe you find yourself, as I have described thus far this morning, knowing that Jesus is Savior of all, but struggling to put that reality into practice, especially when it comes to the day-to-day realities of life. For me, a good starting point is this: to keep on reminding myself that Jesus died for that person just like He died for me. When I am tempted to treat someone differently, to react to them in a way that is not pleasing to God, I remember that Jesus loves that person just like He loves me, that Jesus died for that person just like He died for me. And that really helps me to act in a Christ-honoring and Christ-like way. Maybe that could be helpful for you as well. Jesus, by His words and actions this morning, offers to us a genuine challenge. How might God be stretching you in this area of discipleship? How might God be challenging you to overcome fears or discomforts as you engage with people who perhaps are very different than you? How may God be challenging perhaps even your prejudices? To be a part of making disciples, as Jesus says, of all nations, for that is the Great Commission. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey whatever I have commanded you. This isn't optional. Jesus did not say, go and make disciples only of people like you. Of course not. He intentionally said, go and make disciples of all nations. How might God be stretching you? Maybe He is stirring you to get acquainted with that African-American or Latino or Asian family that moved in down the street. Be intentional to get acquainted with them. Maybe He is challenging some of your deep-seated ideas about people who are different than you. Maybe he is demonstrating to you in a very genuine way that the kingdom of God really is for all people. We pray it all the time, don't we? In the Lord's Prayer, we pray the petition, "Thy kingdom come." Let me suggest that as you pray the Lord's Prayer and come to that petition, "Thy kingdom come," that at least in your mind you add the phrase, "for all." Thy kingdom come for all. That God may use you to help bring His kingdom to all people. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.